The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 45 degrees in the capital city. With us in studio, Alicia Barkus and Jan Freed. They are from Nexus Women's Business Alliance, and they're in to talk about something called the Epic Challenge. We had a news story, ladies, just the other day about the Epic Challenge, and it was with regard to the Iowa National Guard saying that they're going to recruit more women into the Guard. Welcome to the News Hour.
Right. Thank you so much. Yeah, we were thrilled with the Iowa Guard signing on to our challenge.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the interesting things that we covered in that story was the fact that since the Defense Department has said that women can serve in combat roles, there's a number of women that have expressed interest, more interest, in joining the Guard. So,
right.
Interesting opportunities for so many people.
There's opportunities for all kinds of businesses
Absolutely. Here
in Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a constant thing. Mm-hmm. Alicia, you're with our friends at Mercy.
Yes,
is that correct?
I am. Yes.
And Jan is an author and a speaker, and this is a return visit for Jan
to
the News Hour. So, first of all, before we get into all of the Epic Challenge, what is Nexus?
Yes,
this Nexus. This sounds very mysterious. It does.
Nexus is a group of really influential, significant women leaders in our community that have been gathering since actually 1978.
Really?
Here in town, led by Connie Weimer. We all know the wonderful Connie Weimer started the organization. And it's really an organization for us to network with each other, to support one another, and really help advance our businesses and our work.
All right. And, you know, as we have done many times when we have women business owners in and women in business, you know, we always tend to point to the really lousy placing that Iowa tends to have with regard to support of women-owned businesses,
right.
Like dead last in the nation. And even, you know, I think Papua New Guinea supports their women businesses more than Iowa does. But through groups like Nexus and others, the hope is that people will take a more serious look at how to support and how to elevate women's business. Would that be accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. But what it also is it's critical to business success to engage women in leadership positions. And what we've done as an organization, it started some years ago, back in 2008. There was a Des Moines Register article that came out that talked about the lack of women in leadership in organizations in Iowa. There was a lack of qualified women is what they said. Well, as you can imagine, Nexus said, what do you mean? We have lots of qualified women here in our community. But instead of really debating that whole are we qualified enough issue, they started to take a look at really, were women achieving leadership positions in businesses? And what we found was that we were not. We were graduating young women from colleges at a very high rate, graduating with excellent skills, top of their class, but that wasn't translating in the business field. So what they documented that back in 2008, and they thought, well, in 2012, let's see if we've made any progress. And we hadn't made much progress at all. So Jan and I looked at those results and said, hey, wait a minute, let's figure out what's going on here and see if we can make change.
And what do we point to that we're not making progress in that? Because study after study on a national basis, now I don't know about Iowa, but on a national basis, suggest and point to the fact that when you have women in the boardroom, things get done.
Things get very much done, and things get much better in terms of return on investment, sales.
So what is it? Is it the good old boys club? What's the story? How come if that was back in whatever year that was,
right,
2008, and then 2012, we're still not any closer.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, we've been talking about this for about 3 years.
Yes,
And debating this issue. And I'll tell you what, it's very complicated. And no one woman is the same as another, so there are many different reasons why. I'll let Jan talk now about how organizations really need to change and pay attention to the young women in their workforce.
Exactly. That's kind of our next phase. We hope to really kind of study what is it about organizations that's preventing we really want equal opportunity for all.
That'd be nice.
Yes. And so that men and women are more free to come and go. And, you know, men could, you know, some organizations now are offering paternity leave. And so men can have that ability to take some time out and get back in the workforce. But that's kind of our next phase. Right now we're focused on how can we get more women into leadership positions, primarily senior leadership positions, because even before they get to the boardroom, we're trying to elevate women. And where we get the epic is there's economic potential for companies to do so.
Absolutely.
They're missing out. So,
and not only that, but, you know, we oftentimes hear the excuse, well, it's because women have other duties in the home. It's because that they're raising children. It's because all of these, because they choose careers that are perhaps not as financially rewarding as what men do. All of these kinds of things.
Right.
But none of that is really accurate when you dig down and peel back the layers of the onion. And so it's really important that groups like Nexus continue to talk about it, but at the same time probably need to demand some change.
Yeah, we are ready to do something about it. So
right. And you know, let me just say that, as Jan mentioned, we're about gender equality for all. And so when you talk about women working and women, their duties at home, we want to offer equal opportunities for men to nurture as well and become
Be nice.
Caregivers. You know, no one woman or one man can have two jobs. I mean, it's exhausting. And so we know, though, that life is full of ups and downs, and it's, you know, you're never, maybe one person has to take a little bit of a back seat while the other one moves ahead their career, but that just needs to be equal, and it needs to be a balance in families that really works for them.
Yeah.
So we're all about equal opportunity.
And there are some other things that obviously some of the other issues that we face, you know, women paid 73% of what a man is paid. The United States is the only civilized country, out of Papua New Guinea, by the way, and I say that with all honesty, that does not offer paid family leave to workers. And so those are all things that
right.
we have to look at, I think.
Right, right. But I guess we want to really bring it always back to the business case for this.
Absolutely.
That businesses can do much, much better. It's documented that they'll have a much better return if they have women at the top of their organizations. So we have that data. We're out presenting it throughout the community right now in hopes that companies wake up to this. Because as you know, workforce is a huge challenge. And why would we use only 50% of what we have when we can use 100% of
right.
what we have?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. And
so
I think retention also, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because and business understands that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you retaining an employee is much less expensive than going out and recruiting new people, and of course we all understand that. So let's get into the EPIC challenge. The EPIC challenge is asking individuals to do what, Leisha?
Right, to agree to pledge to place significantly more women in leadership positions in their companies.
And when we talk about leadership positions, in where? Every company's got different positions, but I suspect that you're looking at in management positions, someplace where there can be actual investment of time and energy.
Right, where they have significant influence
yeah.
On the direction of the organization and can make great impact.
How do you do that? Do you just make the ask? Is that what we hope to do, Jan?
Well, we do have, I wanted to talk a little bit about the website that we've created,
sure.
And it's epic-iowa.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, we have a page where it's called Take Action. And if you click on the Take Action page, then we have a pledge form, and the pledge form outlines what we're asking companies to do.
Sure.
We also have a resource link, so you can click to resources. We have all kinds of, you know, examples of what other companies and organizations have done. But to date, we have several companies that have already signed to take the EPIC pledge, and I did want to give them some credit.
Absolutely.
Here. Early companies: Delta Dental, DMAC, Drake University, Fairway Stores, Greater Des Moines Partnership, Home Services, Iowa National Guard, Merchants Bonding, Principal Financial Group, Saxton, and Story Kenworthy. So we've already got companies that have signed up to take the pledge. We're looking to get more companies before the end of the year, and that's one of the reasons why we're sharing our
Absolutely.
Message today.
You know, and we're going to podcast this, of course, and so it'll be out there for a long period of time, and we can refer people back to this conversation about the importance of of putting women in charge of some very important positions. Alicia, as we go through this adventure trying to make sure that women are seated at the table for the most part, what else can, is it mostly awareness?
I think awareness.
And once we're aware, do we change?
We do change, yeah. And that's what the EPIC Challenge is doing. Is many companies are already doing very well at this, and we congratulate them and thank them for their contribution. And even those that are doing well are signing the pledge because they're saying this is going to be a reminder to us. This is going to keep us on the straight and narrow, and we're going to pay attention to this, and we're going to do what we can. And it also tells the women of their organization that they're important,
valued.
That they're valued. It makes it a very attractive place to work if you're a woman, if you work for a company that's taken the EPIC Challenge. And, you know, it encourages them to really look for things that they can do within their organization that will help this. And one of those things is really forming a network of those women together so that they can support one another, find them sponsors, mentors, to help keep them in the workforce and help them move up the ladder.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that's so critical about all this, we can ask and we can play nice and all those things, and that's very important to do. But I think public awareness. When we start talking about this and more people talk about it, say, well, wait a minute, what are we doing? How come only 20% of the leadership roles in business here in Iowa is occupied by women? Shouldn't we have an increase in that? And why don't we? And start that introspection in right. each business that's right. out there.
And we have a video on our website, mm-hmm. too, that we've put together that really outlines the statistics about why this is important for uh-huh. you to consider this. And one of the great parts about that is at the end, we have Warren Buffett. I mean, the master Warren Buffett talks about why this is, we can't ignore this. Why would we not put women into leadership positions when he's seen what it can do for his businesses, mm-hmm. that all businesses should be considering
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Well, I think the EPIC Challenge also holds companies accountable.
Sure it does.
So when they're willing to take the pledge, they're really taking this seriously. And I think we can, you know, we've, I think this whole EPIC Challenge can make a difference in, particularly in the greater Des Moines area.
Well, and then when we cut it back to success of businesses, why wouldn't a business want to be more successful?
Absolutely.
And if the statistics show that if you do these types of things and you elevate right. women to management positions and positions of importance, you will be more successful. Just, hey, sign me up.
Right.
Sounds good.
You know, we talked about businesses gaining getting more money mm-hmm. by having women in leadership positions, but there's some other benefits as well, too. There's a more stronger and satisfied workforce when you have women at the top. There's a better corporate image out there in the community when you have women at the top. They seem to take their job very seriously in the boardroom. Women have a way to find some different creative solutions to problems that just men alone would not do. So women can be very innovative and problem solvers.
Yeah,
there's many reasons why you should pay attention
absolutely,
to this.
Absolutely. It's called the Nexus EPIC Challenge, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to find it online. We will have links to all of that on the podcast page so you can not only hear what Jan and Alicia has had to say today, but also take a look at the website as well and perhaps have your corporation take the EPIC Challenge.
And we'd be happy to come and talk to you about that. Anyone who's listening who might be interested, there's a Contact Us page on our website. I'd love to come out and talk about it.
There you go. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Alicia and Jan in to talk about Nexus and the EPIC Challenge. We're going to have to slide aside because we've got the Wall Street Report coming up. We'll also take a look at the Iowa 25. That's all ahead of a look at what happened with the commodities today. And then Michael Leo is in. We're going to be talking about his trip to Austria as well as Tuscany. Who wouldn't have wanted to go to Tuscany, for crying out loud? That's coming up in just a little bit right here on the Business News Hour.